Well, we're talking with Richard at Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock, getting the Copper Country Report. Well, we talked a little bit about the walleye. Any other walleye lakes, first of all, that you've been hearing about before we move on to the panfish?
Well, like I said, Lake Gratiot, and of course, you know, Rice Lake is always up in there. But the one thing I want to say, I know we're going to go and talk about panfish, and I haven't heard anything much about Lac La Belle area up there. I don't know if people are catching stuff up there or not, but I would like somebody to, you know, give me a call in the store. If you stop on by, let me know about Lac La Belle, if any of the guys that are fishing up north go to that lake, to see how the report is up there.
Well, you might as well say Fannyhoe, too, because I haven't heard any reports from there either.
You know what? Earlier on in the year, I heard a lot of guys going to Fannyhoe, so they're either getting skunked out there or they're doing really, really good.
And keeping their mouth shut, right?
Exactly, yep.
Can't blame them for that. All right, well, let's move on to the panfish. I know typically people go further south from you, but there are some panfish lakes up by you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, I want to hit on Red Ridge. I got a guy that comes in a store every once in a while. He lives about a mile from the dam, and he's always telling me, you know, he's always catching the brookies out of there. And also Twin Lakes, you can't forget about that, because they got the two lakes, and then they got about four or five other inland lakes that, you know, are good fishing.
And what are they using for the panfish, have you heard?
They're using the small tungsten jigs with the small crappie minnows, or they're also using wax worms. I haven't heard too much of, I guess, the fake bait, like the gulp or the fake worms that guys are using. Mm. Seems like a lot of the live bait is being used this year.
A lot of live bait, huh? All right, well, I wanted to ask you, yesterday we talked a little bit about the automatic fisherman. You do carry that there as well, don't you?
Yes, I am out of stock right now, but I can order it, and usually it comes within 2 to 3 days. I did order a couple of them for a guy, normal customer that comes in here, and he said he was going to try them out, but he's heard some really good reviews. And one more thing I want to add on to that, the red base with the trigger, if guys want to look this up, they can online. There's a red base that comes with it that's made specifically by the company. It's all U.S. made, too. They have a 25-year warranty on that.
Yeah.
Anything happens, no questions asked, send it in, they'll fix it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great warranty right there. All right, well, let's quickly give a plug to the VFW tournament, kids tournament coming up in Chassel. What is that, the end of this month? Is that right?
Yes, it's the VFW Chassel Post 6507. It's basically take a kid fishing day. It's free for kids age 1 to 15. It's Saturday, February 25th, 2017, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you want to know how to register, just go ahead and search VFW Chassel on Facebook. They'll pop up with all the information, Adam.
And I'm sure we'll get some more info about it as we get a little closer to that tournament. But mark your calendars for the 25th of February, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And it's always a good time out there.
Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock, thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Adam, and I appreciate the phone call.
Oh, yeah, we'll catch up with you again real soon, get another Copper Country report.
Sounds good.
This is the Outdoor Show.